So we come out of the flow of activity that's brought us to this place into the ritual space of meditation. Depending on where you are, what time of day it is, what you're in the middle of doing, this could be a substantial shift into a different kind of state, or it could be very gentle, just a little giving rise to the intention to be awake. But the shift into the space of meditation is conceived of like entering a temple space or a sacred space, where there's the space outside, there's a kind of perimeter, often a magical or energetic perimeter. And then there's a threshold. There's a place that's like the doorway to the temple, neither inside nor outside. And then there's a settling in. So perhaps we've just come through the threshold of arriving into our practice space together, getting settled, getting the technology and the furniture settled, getting the announcements settled. All of that is threshold. So what is it for you that tells you that you've crossed the threshold and you're now in the meditation? Is it the closing eyes if you do that? Is it stillness if you do that? Is it something that you do with the attention? Or an intention that you set? All of these, I think, are helpful. It can be good to begin with intention, that there's an intention to sit in meditation, and that intention is necessary to bring the body into the space, to bring us into doing this particular activity. And so the intention brings the body onto the cushion, into the meditative posture, whatever it is for you. You could be sitting, standing, lying down. Sitting is suggested, if that works for your body. And a posture that's conducive to stillness and ease. So intention brings the body into the posture. And then intention brings the mind into the posture. So there's a directing of the attention on purpose and bringing the mind to some stillness, setting aside the storyline of the day, in the same way that the body sets aside the moving around of the day. Intention is just a seed planted. It needs to be watered and tended and weeded. And so we follow intention with the initial actions of relaxing the body, not following impulses to move or fidget, relaxing the mind, steadying the attention, not following impulses to wander. And as the breath rises and falls, and attention endeavors to stay with the body breathing, the body experiencing aliveness in this moment, awareness can be closely steadied on the breath or resting in a more open, receptive state. But there's a stability, a constancy to the quality of attention. As the settling deepens, you might sense whether there's comfort or ease, whether you're enjoying what you're doing. And if there's a way to make the breath more comfortable or the body a little more comfortable or easeful, adjusting, finding a length and depth of breath that feels good. We're finding a relationship to gravity that feels good. So I might settle back in the posture a little, or lift up a little, open to the sides a little, soften the front. All of these can be helpful. As the body settles into something like stillness, and the mind is invited towards something like stillness, you can feel the field of your mood, the energy of the body-mind, the emotional energy, physical energy, coloring the whole state of the body and the field around the body. No matter what that energy feels like, or how strong or weak it is, almost always it responds well to including the whole body in the sense of breathing. As I breathe in, I'm just holding lightly in awareness the whole body. And as I breathe out, the whole body. Whatever vibration or tingling there is here, anything pleasurable, just delighting in it, appreciating it, continuing to breathe long and open. from this foundation in presence and stillness. You can just continue in this way. You could go toward a more heightened steadiness and stillness by sticking the attention very close to one thing, like the breath rising and falling through the whole body, and really just keeping the whole body in mind without wavering, without wondering what's pulling you away or analyzing it, just staying and letting the pleasure of solitude, seclusion, deepen through the body. Or you could practice in a more open way, not trying to restrict the objects contacted by the mind, but restricting the habit of analyzing, judging, comparing, wandering in proliferation of thought. So you allow thoughts and feelings and sensations to arise, but you don't follow them. And the thing that's steady is the knowing quality. But in the same way, there's a focus and a steadiness on the knowing. So we'll continue in silence. Encourage choosing either the narrower or steady focus on the body and breathing. Really steadying, receiving the bright energy of the solitude that comes when we turn away from other sensory inputs and thoughts. So either that and stay with it, or steady the knowing or the awareness quality and stay with that as steadiness. And just notice how the attention flickers from sense to sense, to thought to feeling to sense. And there's a steady knowing threading through all of it. We'll practice in one of these ways in silence together. Coming toward the end of the meditation, we'll do a chant that dedicates the merit of practice in English. And let's start by feeling into, from the meditative space, whatever you can sense that is an energy of wholesomeness that has increased or arrived in your field through the practice of sitting in meditation. And see if you can feel something like this merit. You might feel the goodness just of doing the practice. The merit isn't so much the result of practice, the result of the mind being calmer or the heart being a bit more open. Merit is itself a result. And it's like the force of goodness or blessing that's generated by the act of practice. So if you tune into that, almost as if you've earned something intangible but real by doing the practice, what might that be? Feeling into that in yourself. And then as we do the chant, it's a chant that offers that energy, that force or blessing or momentum, perhaps, is a good word, that offers the blessing that arises from practice for the well-being of others. So feeling into what this goodness that arises as a result of practice is or might feel like for you. And then we'll chant the sharing of blessings together. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease and all harmful states of mind until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.